Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hay, Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asubas Rachel, Shish Mizecher to find Ruziva Gahagon, Bikarav Mamesh. And we continue discussing Bate Dinim, Ein Don Lois Ashevet. We're now allowed to judge a Shevet, one of the tribes of Am Yisrael that was over Avodah Zarah, Velois Navi Hasheker, not a false Navi, a false prophet, who we know he gets killed, Velois Kohen Gadol, not a Kohen Gadol who did an Avera that he should be killed because of, LLP Bezin Shal Shev Me'echad. These are special cases that need the Sanhedrin Gedaila, a Bezin of 71. We're not allowed to go out till Mechemes Rishos. If the Jewish king wants to wage a war to expand the borders of Am Yisrael or to subjugate other nations in order to have them pay taxes, that's a Rishos. It's not like they're fighting Amalek or conquering Eretz Yisrael, which would be a mitzvah. It's just a regular Mechemes Rishos. They're only allowed to do that with the permission of Bezin of 71. They're not allowed to add on to the city of Yerushalayim or onto the Azaris of the Beis HaMikdash, except with approval of a Bezin of 71. Also, smaller Sanhedrin of 23 Dayanim that each of the Shvatim have, those are not allowed to be set up and established except with approval of a Bezin of 71. Also, in Eisen Irani Dachas, LLP Bezin Shoshem Vechad, we can't make an Irani Dachas except with a Bezin of 71. An Irani Dachas, when we have the majority of a city who served Avodah Zarah, all those people are going to be killed and the city is going to be burnt to the ground. Now, once we're on the topic of Irani Dachas, Mishnah tells us, Vein Eisen Irani Dachas Pesapar, we're not allowed to make an Irani Dachas if it's a border city. That's because the Goyim are going to see an entire border city has now been burnt to the ground. Let's go invade Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we're going to kill the inhabitants, but we won't burn the city down. Furthermore, v'loy shalosh, we can't make three cities in Irani Dachas all together, aval ois and achas eshtayim, but we could make one or two individual ones. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, Sanhedrin Gedoyla, Haizel Shoshem Ve'echad. The big Sanhedrin, the great one, is of 71 Dayanim. Uktana shal esrim u'shloisha, a small Sanhedrin is 23. And the question is, v'nai lo'gdela shi shal Shem Ve'echad, how do we know Sanhedrin Gedoyla is 71 Dayanim? Shem, because the Pasuk says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, esvili shivim ish mezikne Yisrael, gather 70 men for me from the Zakenim of Yisrael, they were to be the Sanhedrin, and umash al Gaban, Moshe was presiding over them, Harishim Vechad, that's a total of 71. Rabbi Huda argues Shivim that there was only 70, and Moshe wasn't officially presiding over them, since we only have 70. The mission continues, how do we know a small Sanhedrin is 23 judges? Shanem, because the Pasuk says, Vishavtu Eda Vitzilu Eda. The Eda shall judge, and the Eda shall save. What do we see? Eda Shefetes Ve'Eda Matzelas. We have to have a group of people called an Eda that's being Shefet, they're judging, meaning they're towards the negative side of the din, and we also have to have an Eda group of people that are matzil, they save, meaning they're trying to look for a schus. Harekan Esrim, that's a total of 20, because Eda is 10. So Eda plus Eda is 20. Now the question is, how do we know that Eda is 10? Because the Pasuk says, Anmasai lo Eda hara hazois. Now this was said in regards to the Meraglim, the spies that scoped out Eretz Yisrael, and they're being called an Eda hara. Now we know that there were 12 spies. However, Yatsu Yeshua v'Kalev, this excludes Yeshua and Kalev, who were good, and that means that Eda hara is referring to the 10 remaining spies. Therefore, we see that Eda is 10. So we're currently holding a Sanhedrin Ketana is 20 judges, and how do we know that we're supposed to add another 3? Because Masha Shnemar, from the inference of the Pasuk that tells us, don't go after the majority to do bad, I learned from here that I could go with the majority for good. Therefore, if I have 21 judges, if 11 Paskin with a thumbs up and 10 Paskin with a thumbs down, I'll follow that majority of 11. That's what we're referring to as Rabim Latoiva. We're going with them for the good. Ask the mission, Cain, if that's so, so why do we have another pasuk that tells us achiram lahatos that we should go after the majority? It seems to be that that's referring to something else. And the answer is that you're leaning towards the majority for the good is different than you're leaning towards the majority for the bad. When you're leaning, you're going with the majority for the good, you only need one. As we just said, we could have 11 versus 10, and if those 11 are giving the thumbs up, we'll go with them. But in regards to majority, to paskin with a thumbs down, then you need a majority of 2. So therefore, we would have to have 12 judges giving a thumbs down versus 10 giving a thumbs up, and only then we'll be able to paskin against the person. Now, if Ein Bezdin Shekel, we can't have an even Bezdin. We can't have 22 judges. That's even. We have to add on another one. That's a total of 23. The mission concludes. How many people have to be in a city, and they're fitting to have a Sanhedrin that we can establish a court of 23 judges in the city? How many people do we need? The answer is 120 people. And the Gemara explains exactly who those 120 people are. However, Menchemiyamer, he argues and says, Masai Mushloishim, 230 people are necessary. Kineged Sari Asareis. That corresponds to the leaders of tens. In other words, each one of these Sanhedrin Ketana has to be a leader over or corresponding to 10 people in the city, which means there has to be 230 people in the city so we can have a Bezdin of 23. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.